This is a beautiful passage from the first letter of Peter. It was chosen today because he makes mention of Mark. At the very end here, the chosen one at Babylon, the church at Babylon, sends you greeting, as does Mark, my son. And from this and other indications, it seems as though Mark was like a secretary to Peter. You remember he went on that first missionary journey with Barnabas and Paul, and then he went home. And so when Paul and Barnabas set out on the second one, Barnabas wanted to take him along again, and Paul said, don't take that kid. So he and Barnabas had a huge argument. Paroxysmos, it's called in the book of Acts. So Barnabas took Mark, and Paul took Luke, and off they went. They got that all straightened out before they died, but it shows, you know, and what Luke just says it. I mean, this is what happened. Barnabas's grace was to be able to find the people and bring them in. He's responsible for Paul. When there was a great success in preaching at Antioch, it was Barnabas who went to get Paul at Tarsus and bring him back. And so Barnabas had this grace, and when Barnabas knew that Mark had the goods, when Paul was fed up with him, he went home. So Barnabas stuck with Mark. So we owe Barnabas the fact that we have Paul and Mark. A little reflection there, but it's probably true that Mark's gospel is sort of not so much a summary as relying on Peter. It's and the stories are very graphic in Mark. He has fewer stories of healings and things, but the ones he has, he tells at greater length. And it's a very vivid Greek. So Jesus comes and he says to this guy, and it's all in the present tense almost, but it's very powerful. And if the research of the last two centuries holds, he's the first to write a gospel. And so the format of the gospel, of gospels, the synoptics anyway, comes from Mark. And it's structured on a journey from north to south, right? And our Lord made more than one journey, so that's a literary use of geography. And Matthew and Luke follow that. Gospels, you see, they are for the liturgy. The home of the Gospels is the liturgical meetings of the early communities. That's where they come from. Mark set the standard, and Matthew and Luke followed him. Still, many commentaries try to create the impression that they had Mark there, and that's not what happened. So then, the difference between Mark and this one, that's because, you know, that's really not very accurate. But he was a saint. And he recorded Peter's preaching. There are many examples of that. I mean, that some places it's so vivid. It's the hand of recording an eyewitness, Peter. Now the gospel. Well, we got another 35 minutes. No, we don't. These are the last words in Mark's gospel. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Everything. Just preach, you see. whoever believes and is baptized, because that's the completion of the act of faith. And through that gesture of the church, the Lord Christ invests the baptized person with divine life. And the divine life drives out all sin. So the moment after baptism of an adult, if they die, they go right up to heaven. No sin. Because all, that's why in the early church, some people postponed their baptism. See, I can get rid of all my sins. But it's pretty dangerous. You don't know when you're going to die. You know, it's not a good... The church always discouraged that. And then, these are the signs. In my name, they will drive out demons. You know why that's first in Mark? Because if you look at the gospel, one of the characteristics is conflict. What is the name of that? One of the fellows wrote a commentary, Australian, I forgot. But it's about the title of his commentary on Mark. It has something to do with conflict. There are more conflicts with Satan in Mark than elsewhere. This is more because Mark, living in Rome with Peter, saw the power of Satan to block the preaching, to corrupt Christians, to make them afraid, and finally to drive the government to start persecuting them. And so he knew that the gospel is a means, an occasion for conflict, because Jesus met with conflict. That's one of the characteristics of his gospel. We could go on and on, but we really can't go on. But Mark is the... And you can hear Peter, it's a real graphic. So he says to them this, and they say to him, you know, it's not they said and he said, he says to them. And they say back, you know, it's very, so I guess in a way we owe Barnabas a debt for keeping, and that's why Peter says, Mark, my son, you see. Mark looked after Peter. So, read some of Mark today. Just open up Mark and read and ask St. Mark to open up your heart and mind to understand what he's writing.